The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
I'm Ira Melman in Washington with Healthy Living. A cleft lip or palate is one of the most common birth defects among infants. In developed countries like the U.S., corrective surgeries are often performed during the first couple of years of a child's life. But in some places, like Pakistan, there are thousands of children with the birth defect, but not enough doctors who can perform the corrective surgery. Now, there's hope, thanks to a group of volunteers. VOA's Asim Ali Rana has more from Gujarat, Pakistan, in this report narrated by Behzad Hamdard.
About 1 in 700 children around the world are born with a cleft lip and palate defect every year. In Pakistan, children not only have trouble eating and drinking, they're also facing difficult psychological and social challenges. A simple plastic surgery could correct the defect, but in Pakistan, many families can't afford the procedure, and even if they could, there aren't enough doctors who perform it, says experts.
There's a huge problem in terms of cleft in Pakistan. You have some very, very good local surgeons who are doing large volumes of cleft surgery. But the volume of cleft in Pakistan is so large that they cannot deal with all of these cases.
Hill is part of a charity program organized by Aisha Bashir Trust, which brings teams of doctors to Pakistan to help with the shortage of physicians. Dr. Hill is one of many doctors from the United Kingdom visiting Cleft Hospital Pakistan in the northeastern city of Gujarat to perform cleft treatments for free.
It's important, I think, to collaborate with surgeons from abroad to try and increase the training of local surgeons, and that's what we're doing here. There are local trainees and other local consultants that we work with.
Dr. Riaz, who works with the charity, says he's amazed by this simple display of humanity.
We need to praise the ones who come here for pure humanitarian reasons. Our senior colleague who started this whole charity in England has no connections to Pakistan, no religious reasons of being here. It is purely for humanity. And for the past 20 years, he hasn't missed a single trip.
Speech therapist Dr. Rosie Slater says cleft surgery sometimes is just the beginning of the process.
The surgery only does so much. Speech therapy needs to go hand in hand with the surgery. So it's a really good opportunity to be able to come here and work as part of a team here to really help the children.
A simple surgery and a rich reward of a lifetime of smiles. For Asim Ali Rana in Gujarat, Pakistan, Behzad Hamdard, VOA News.
Make sure you join us next week for Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.